又是一周的结束，进入安息，我们大家继续在会堂来聚会敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
So one week just passed, and once again we enter into the Sabbath. So let's pray God can bless us.
今天晚上要用主差我们传天国的福音做题目跟大家来分享。
So today we will share this topic of the Lord send us to preach.
那我们最近读经进度在读马太福音。
So we're currently starting the book of Matthew.
这是主耶稣他一生的生平，他的事迹，以及他给我们的教训。
So book of Matthew documented the life of Jesus Christ and also the teaching of the Lord.
那马太福音是使徒马太特别经过整理，把主耶稣他的教训呢，作为一个很重要的整理之后，留给我们的一个很重要的福音书。
So the Gospel of Matthew is written by Apostle Matthew, and he spent a lot of time to organize all the stories, all the records about Jesus' life.
那在这福音书里面呢，有讲了，有主要是五篇很重要的讲道。
In this book, and there were five important preached by the Lord Jesus Christ.
那也就构成了马太福音的五个主要段落。
So actually, this forms the major paragraphs, the five major paragraphs in the book of Matthew.
那每一段的段落呢，就是很有秩序的，先讲了主耶稣的神迹，然后他发生的事情之后，就接着有一篇主耶稣的讲论。
So this five among the five sections, each section covers start with the miracles performed by the Lord, and then the teachings behind that.
然后每一段讲论结束之后，都会有一句的描述，就是主耶稣讲完了这些话。
And after the teaching, there was one sentence which summarized what I was told.
第一篇主耶稣最重要的讲论就是第五章到第七章的登山宝训。
And the first teaching is the beatitude documented in the chapter 5 from to chapter 7.
主耶稣在山上所教训他的门徒所讲的重要信息。
So the beatitude was the teaching given by the Lord on a mountain.
所以我们现在如果看第七章的第七章二十八节。
If we turn to chapter 7, verse 28.
七章二十八节，耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都吸取他的教训。
And when Jesus had ended this saying, that the people were astonished at his teaching.
这个是主耶稣讲完了哪些话呢？就是第五章到第七章里面，他在山上讲了好多好多，在八福，然后祷告，各种我们在神的国度里面应该要有的原则，主耶稣都讲了。
So what was the sayings? It includes the beatitudes, it includes the teaching about the prayer, it includes the teaching of the Jesus Christ about how to live a holy life.
所以这一些话他讲完了之后，第二十八节就是说主耶稣讲完了，接下去这就是一个段落的结束，所以七章到七章就是一个段落了。
So when verse 28 said Jesus has ended this teachings, so basically that draws a conclusion for what he just said.
然后从第八章开始到第十章，基本上这三章呢是另外一个段落。
So starting from chapter 8 to chapter 10, this is the second section.
那八章到九章连续记载主耶稣十个神迹。
Chapter 8 and chapter 9 documents 10 miracles performed by Jesus Christ.
然后到第十章，主耶稣就吩咐他的门徒出去传福音。
And in chapter 10, now Jesus start to call his disciples go out to preach.
第十章要主耶稣要派他们出去以前，特别把他们召来，吩咐他们一段。应当要怎么去传福音的重要教导。
So before he sent them out, he actually asked the disciples come to him, and he gave a particular teachings for them.
那这一段呢，第十章呢，就构成了我们今天主耶稣对传福音的重要指示，也就是我们今天传福音应当要注意的，就是我们今天晚上所要看的重点。
So chapter 10 actually documents what we need to pay attention to when we preach gospel.
我们现在看第十一章第一节。
Let's turn to the first verse, verse 1, chapter, in chapter 10.
第十一章第一节，十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 1.
第十一章第一节是耶稣吩咐完了十二个门徒，就离开那里，往各城去传道教训人。
Now it came to pass when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities.
好，所以这个就是第二段到第十章，主耶稣吩咐门徒出去传福音。然后他自己吩咐完了之后，他自己也去传福音了。
So this section ends here started from chapter 10 and ends this the first verse of chapter 11.
然后从十一章开始到十三章是第三段。
And the third section actually starts from chapter 11, verse 2 to chapter 13.
然后这个就是主耶稣讲天国的比喻。
And this is about the parables about heavenly kingdom.
所以主耶稣最重要的教训就在第十三章讲的天国像什么，天国像什么。
So the most the parable of the heavenly kingdom includes the so like what the kingdom is like what it's like what.
Okay, 我们现在看十三章的五十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 53.
十三章五十三节，耶稣说完了这些比喻，就离开那里。
In chapter 13, verse 53, now it came to pass when Jesus had finished these parables that he departed from there.
好，所以第三段其实主要是在讲解天国的奥秘。
So the third section is about the what's the mystery about the heavenly kingdom.
所以它的重要信息教导就在第十三章的这些比喻了，我们一定要了解的。
So the teaching is among those words in chapter 13.
那从十四章开始一直到第十八章，这是第四段。
And starting from chapter 14 to chapter 18 is the fourth section.
那这一段就在教导在天国里，在神的国度里面，这些弟兄姐妹属灵团契的生活应当是要怎么样互相相处之道。
And this actually told us what is the life of a fellowship in the heavenly kingdom.
那他的讲论就是第十八章的。
So the center message is in chapter 18.
你看十八章他会告诉我们说，我们应当要了解天国里面谁是最大的。
And such as Who is the greatest in the kingdom of God?
要怎么样？要怎么样去找出那个在神的国里面迷失的羊，把它怎么找回来
？And how do we look for a lost sheep?
然后要怎么样彼此饶恕
？And how do we forgive each other?
我们现在看第十九章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 19, verse 1.
十九章第一节说，耶稣说完了这些话，就离开加利利，来到犹太的境界约旦河外。
Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished these sayings that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan.
你就看到主耶稣说完了这些话，其实就是指的第十八章他所讲的这些教训。
So it says Jesus had finished these sayings and the sayings means the teaching documented in chapter 18.
好，那从十九章开始到第二十五章。
And starting from chapter 19 to chapter 25.
这是第五段落。
This is the fifth section.
那这个段落就是主耶稣在预言天国要实现最后实现的时候的那个末世的灾难。
And this is the description about the end days.
然后将来的审判是什么？
So and it's about the disaster is going to happen in the end days, and also about the final judgment.
所以从二十四章开始到二十五章，这两章整整的两章的经文都是主耶稣的教训。
So, these two chapters is all about the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ.
二十四章、二十五章，所以主耶稣他讲完以后，我们看现在看第二十六章。
So, chapter 24 and 25 contains the most of the teaching regarding that topic. And then now, if you look at chapter 26,
二十六章第一节。
Chapter 26, verse 1.
耶稣说完了这一切的话，就对门徒说。
Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings that he said to his disciples.
所以这五次记录，主耶稣说完了这些话，吩咐完了这些事情以后，就是这个段落结束。
So, this verse draws another conclusion about the teachings in the fifth section.
所以马太福音五个主要段落，还有前言跟后面的结论，主耶稣被钉十字架，我们就知道基本上马太福音可以分成七大段。
So from these five sections, we can see the clear ending for the five sections. So if we include the birth of Christ and the crucifixion of Christ, then total is seven major sections.
所以这个五篇重要的教训呢，其实基本上我们在读马太福音的时候都要特别的注意主耶稣他讲的重点。
So these are the five most important teachings. So we need to look at focus on those five major points.
那现在我们要看第十章。
So now let's turn to chapter 10.
这是主耶稣他第二篇的重要的信息。
Chapter 10 is it's in the second section.
主耶稣他派他十二个使徒出去传福音。
And here Jesus sent out his 12 disciples.
那其实主耶稣派他们出去以前呢，这些使徒和这门徒基本上已经跟着主耶稣一段时间了。
So before the Lord sent them out, they have been following the Christ for a while.
他们听过主耶稣讲天国的道理。
So they have heard of the teachings about the heavenly kingdom.
他们亲眼看过主耶稣行神迹。
And the witness how the Lord performed all those miracles.
他们也看到主耶稣怎么跟这些抵挡的人互相的互动。
And they have seen how Jesus Christ deal with different type of people.
好，那现在要派他们出去以前，主耶稣特别吩咐他们这些重要的信息。
So before the Lord sent them out.And he gave them an important teaching.
那所以第十章呢，基本上我们在准备年部大会的时候，我们要出去宣道呢，是一个很重要的指导。
So chapter 10 give us a pretty good guidance on what we should be doing before we went out to preach before the coming of the ESSC.
我们现在看第十章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 10, verse 1.
耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶逐污鬼，并医治各样的病症。
And Jesus called his 12 disciples to him. He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease.
这是主耶稣主动召他的门徒来。
And here we see the Lord Jesus Christ called his 12 disciples to him.
然后要派他们出去。
Because he was ready to send them out.
那个第二节开始到第四节又讲这十二个人是谁，就是十二使徒。
So from verse 2 to verse 4, it describes who are those 12 disciples.
好，第五节就说主耶稣差遣这十二个人去吩咐他们说。
Then verse 5, those 12, Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying.
好，所以呢，现在主耶稣他派他们出去传福音，主耶稣派遣他们。
So first we can see it's the Lord who sent them out.
这是为什么？这也是其实是使徒他们第一次被主耶稣派出去传福音的。
So this is the first time the 12 disciples was sent by the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们以前一直都跟着主耶稣，在跟着他后面呢。
Before that, they have been following Jesus Christ all the time.
现在他们是单独被派出去，两个两个出去的。
Now they were sent out and then two by two.
哦，在马可福音呢，他特讲到这件事情的时候，特别交代他是两个两个派出去。
In Book of Mark, and it'sparticularly mentioned it's every two person together.
所以你看那个一个人要信道，信这个道理是要从听道理来的。
So, believing the truth starts from listening to the truth.
那要听道理，一定要人传道理。
So, in order to listening to the truth, somebody has to preach.
那要传道理，要出去传以前，一定要被差遣。
So before somebody is going out to preach, he has to be sent.
所以罗马书第十章十五节才会说，如果没有奉差遣，怎么能传道呢
？That's why in Book of Romans say, if nobody was sent, then how can there be someone preach?
那现在主耶稣是派他的这个十二个使徒出去传福音的，这主耶稣主动叫他们去。
So now we can see Lord Jesus Christ made the initiative to send the 12 disciples out.
那今天呢，其实我们弟兄姐妹，我们领受圣灵以后，我们都是被圣灵差遣的。
So nowadays, if the brothers and sisters who receive Holy Spirit are sent by the Lord.
我们现在看约翰福音第二十章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章。
Gospel of John, chapter 20.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十章的二十一节
，Chapter 20, verse 21.
耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”
So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you."
二十二节说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵了。”
22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
二十三节说：“你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。”
23. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained.
所以这个主耶稣对门徒吹一口气，这个圣灵的应许很重要。
So, when Jesus breathed on them, so this is the promise of Holy Spirit. It's particularly important.
等到 主耶稣他升天以后，他圣灵真的降下来了。
So when after Jesus ascend to heaven, the Holy Spirit descended.
门徒领受圣灵之后，哎，他们真的就出去传福音了。
And once the disciples received the Holy Spirit, they were sent out to preach the gospel.
他们就很勇敢的做见证了。
So they were brave enough to give testimony for the God.
啊，所以受圣灵也得到同时得到权柄。
So when they received the Holy Spirit, they also given the authority.
所以今天我们领受圣灵以后。
So now if we receive Holy Spirit today,
其实我们都接受了主耶稣基督的差遣。
We are actually sent by Jesus Christ already.
因为我们既然罪被赦免，成为在神面前的义人。
Since our sin were forgiven, we became righteous in front of God.
我们又领受了主耶稣所应许这个同住的圣灵。
So we received the promised Holy Spirit by Lord Jesus Christ.
同时我们就领受能力。
And we received the power.
主耶稣也借着这个圣灵给了我们权柄。
With the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, God gave us the authority.
所以我们今天其实都是被圣灵差派的人。
So we were sent by the Holy Spirit.
我们要去传福音。
We have to go out to preach gospel.
那主耶稣他跟门徒叫来以后，他说他给他们能力，授给他们权柄。
So that's why Jesus called his 12 disciples together and he gave him the power.
他说让他们可以敢一并赶逐污鬼。
The power he gave them can cast out demons, unclean spirit.
所以这个差遣，你看主耶稣给对门徒的差遣，基本上是经过按手这个动作出去的。
So the how he sent out was through his he lay hand on them.
那所以你看，在使徒教会啊，他们这个派遣工人的时候，通常都是经过按手差派。
So in the apostles' time, When they send somebody out, they lay hand on this person.
那按手差派除了差派这个动作以外，其实还是授予权柄、恩赐。
Besides the purpose of sending this person out, it's also it also represents this person was given the power and authority.
我们现在看提摩太前书第四章。
Let's turn to Book of Timothy, Chapter 4.
这是保罗他提醒提摩太的一个重要。
First Timothy, Chapter 4.
提摩太前书四章的十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
十四节，这是保罗对提摩太的吩咐。
This is what's particularly told by Paul to Timothy.
十四节说，你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着按预言，在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。
Let no one despise your youth, but being, sorry, 14. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on.Of the hands of the eldership.
所以当时候，你看众长老按手为提摩太按手，就等于差派他出去工作了。其实是这样子的。
So laying on the hands of the eldership represents sending him out.
也同时，你看祈求神赐给他做工所需要的恩赐。
And also, it's it means we requested God give them give this person the power and the gift.Of doing his work.
好，那我们现在来看提摩太后书一章的第六节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 6.
那这个恩赐就是神给的能力的。
2 Timothy,
第一章六节。
The chapter 1, verse 6. So this gift is really represents the power from God.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借着我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
Six. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
哦，这个叫做他被按手差派，然后被赐予能力权柄。
So, when he received the laying hands of the apostle, that means he was given the power by God.
所以今天其实你看，主耶稣借着圣灵赐给我们各种不同的恩赐。
So through Holy Spirit, God has give us various type of gifts.
我们弟兄姐妹每一个人都有不同的恩赐。
And brothers and sisters, every one of us has received different gifts.
这些恩赐都从同一个圣灵来的。
And all these gifts are from the same Holy Spirit.
就是为了要建立基督的身体，要造就教会。
It's to establish the body of Jesus Christ. It's to benefit the church.
这是主的应许，主也这样在执行。我们今天一样领受同样的信息，同样的能力。
So this is a promise of God, and we are following the same teaching today.
所以你看，我们弟兄姐妹，如果我们会将我们所得的恩赐，把它像火，把它眺望起来，其实我们每一个人互相服侍，教会就被建立起来了。
So, brothers and sisters, if we can stir up the gift given by God, then we can serve God with a fervent heart.
那很重要就是我们一定要把这个对外传福音的工作放在我们的心上。
Most importantly, we have to remind us, we have to keep in mind the mission of preaching the gospel.
我们现在看回来马太福音第十章。
Let's turn to book of Matthew chapter 10.
第五节。
Verse 5.
主耶稣对这十二个人的吩咐是什么？
So what is the teaching, or what is the commandment given by Jesus Christ?
外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进。
Do not go into the way of the Gentiles and do not enter the city of the Samaritans.
第六节说，宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
那这两节告诉我们说，主耶稣当时候告诉门徒，传福音要传给谁？
And this actually indicates who should the gospel be preached to.
那其实这告诉说，在提醒门徒传福音的优先次序，就是传福音的对象的优先次序。
And this gives us a criterion on what kind of priority we should follow when we trying to preach to different type of people.
当时候主耶稣还在地上传福音，他还没有升天去了。
And back then, Jesus was still on the world, and he was it's before he ascended to heaven.
所以这一次他们派出去传福音的时候，基本上对他们来说是一个很重要的实习。
So this when the 12 disciples sent out and to preach gospel was actually practice for them.
所以主耶稣跟他们说，现在这个时候你先去往以色列家迷失的羊那边去，传给你同文同种的人了。
That's why Jesus Christ told the disciples to preach to the people of Israel, not the other races.
就是传给你比较容易传的人先开始。
So start from somebody is easier to be preached to.
然后到最后呢，你看等到主耶稣升天以后。
And then after Jesus Christ ascended to heaven,
然后他把圣灵降下来的时候
when the Holy Spirit descended,
他告诉我们要去传福音的对象就已经是全民，就是万民了。
Then the target of preaching gospel to has changed. It's starting from the people of Israel to all the nations.
所以最后目标是传遍天下，对万民做见证。
So the final goal of preaching the gospel is to preach to every nation and to every human being.
你就看到二十八章十九节，主耶稣最后马太福音最后的时候，他的那个信息就传福音给万民。
And if we come to the end of book of Matthew, the message has already changed. And then Jesus Christ commanded them to preach the gospel to all the nations.
所以今天我们看到这一节的时候，我们在想，我们现在要去做宣道，去传福音，我们首先传给谁呢？
So from here, we can start to think about who should we be preaching to.
我们应该先传给我们自己的亲人。
We should start to preach the gospel to our relatives.
我们认识的朋友，我们的一些亲戚。
Our friends and the people we're familiar with.
因为至少因为是相同的文化背景，相同的语言，至少我们在传福音的时候，实际上是比较容易的。
At least we have a similar background and similar culture and similar language.
今天你看我们在做这个宣道的工作的时候，很重要的，我们要先看到我们自己的家人。如果我们家人还没有信主的，这个就是我们优先对象。
So preaching the gospel start from our family. If there's any members in our family who has not believed, and that should be the first priority for us to preach to them.
那或者是我们的亲戚，我们比较远的亲戚。
And then if we can look around to see if we have any further relatives we can preach to.
那所以其实。今天我们自己的亲人是我们最需要去关心的，要花更多时间，因为只有我们自己才是真的看到他们的需要，也知道他们怎么样传福音给他们比较容易的。
So our relatives are the ones who are closest to us, so we know their need, and it's also very important for us to preach gospel to them.
所以我们弟兄姐妹家庭里面如果还没有信的，其实就是我们要花时间为他们祷告的对象。
So if there are unbelievers in our house, we have to pray very hard for them.
求主耶稣帮助，然后让我们有机会也能够把让打开这些没有信主的亲人的心，让他们能够看到这个福音的好处。
So we can receive help from the Lord Jesus Christ, so we can ask God to open their eyes, and so they can see the benefit of gospel.
那弟兄姐妹其实也要帮助。我们信徒当中有还家人还没有信主，其实就是我们要花时间去关心他们的。
And we also need to spend time to show concern to them.
好，那我们现在看回来第十章，先看第七节。
So let's turn to chapter 10, verse 7.
要现在有了这个传福音的对象之后，要怎么传？传福音的方法要怎么来运用
？So once you have a target, when you have a, and then what is the method we can use to preach?
第七节说，谁走谁传说，说天国近了。
Seven, and as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以走到哪里传到哪里啊
？So wherever you go, just preach.
这个其实就是像以弗所书第六章所说的，我们要穿戴全副军装了哈。
So this is like in what is said in Book of Ephesians, we have to wear the arm of God.
然后要穿上平安的福音的鞋啊，来走这个走到哪里传到哪里，带来福音的好处。
We have to wear the shoes of the peace of the gospel.
所以罗马书十章十五节是说，你看那个传福音报喜信的人，他们的脚中是何等佳美。
Just in Book of Romans, it said the footprint of those who preach gospel is such wonderful.
哦，所以今天如果我们弟兄姐妹也可以像主耶稣这里所讲的，走到哪里传到哪里啊。
So we can learn from this verse, wherever we go, we can preach.
那这样子，其实我们就把这个福音的种子带到很多很多地方了。
So this is to spread the seed of the gospel.
那其实我们真主教会传了快一百年，在很多地方已经传将近一百年了。
And our church has been established for about 100 years. And in fact, a lot of places we have been preaching gospel for more than 100 years.
所以有一些，其实我们就看到说有一些人真的，我们有在传的时候，有些人他们真的听过真主教会的。
And if you talk to people in that area, probably they have heard about the True Jesus Church.
哦，就是因为之前已经有些人走到哪里传到哪里了。
And this is because our early generations, wherever they go, they start to preach.
今天我们还有很多没有传到的地方。
And there are also many places people have never heard about the gospel of our church.
所以我们到哪里去工作，其实这是我们的机会，把这个福音带到那个地方去。
So if you happen to work in that area, it's a good opportunity for us to take advantage of and to spread the seeds of the gospel.
对我们的同事，对我们所居住的邻居。
So it's for the benefit of our co-workers and our neighbors.
我们所遇到的人。
And whoever we encountered.
所以有的时候，我们有的姐妹她到图书馆去借书，就把那个人带到教会来了。
We heard of examples. A sister went to a library to check out books, but she met someone and she brought that person to church.
那有人到 grocery 去买菜，在 check out 在要付账的时候，就碰到了一个人，就跟他传福音。他这个人就后来信主了。
Somebody went to buy grocery, and so and this person he met someone and he took them to church.
那所以这个就是方法，很简单。走到哪里传到哪里。
So message is actually very simple. Wherever we go, we preach.
那它的重点是主耶稣说要传说天国近了。
But the most important thing is we have to preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以我们要强调天国的重要性跟天国的好处。
So we have to emphasize the importance of heavenly kingdom.
因此今天我们走到哪里传到哪里的时候，我们的信息一定是要强调天国的信息。
So the message is about the heavenly kingdom.
我们去传福音的时候，绝对不能够到最后变成闲话家常、纯聊天。
The preaching cannot become just chatting.
那因为这样子就我们就没有办法抓住这个，没有办法给重要的信息了。
If we just keep chatting about daily show, we cannot focus on the true message of the gospel.
没有错，我们可能一开始的时候要先跟人家做朋友，不要一开始就讲一个很硬的信息，人家听不下去。
It is true. We have to establish a relationship with people. So we have to build up friendship first.
但是我们一定要求主给我们机会，要把这个天国的信息讲清楚。
But we most importantly, we have to ask Lord give us opportunity so we can clarify. We can explain the message about God's kingdom.
因为这个就是我们要传的最重要的东西，要给他的最重要的好处了。
Because this is the ultimate message we will preach to the people.
啊，然后呢，我们现在看回来，现在看要主耶稣他给门徒的这个权柄要好好的利用。
And then the second we have to utilize the authority given by Lord Jesus Christ.
第十章的第八节说：医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去。 你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍弃。
Chapter 10, verse 8, heal the sick, clean the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give.
那这里你看主耶稣告诉门徒说，你们白白的得来，就是其实他们那个权柄，他们得到的恩典都是主耶稣给他们的，授予给他们的。
So here it says, freely you have received and freely give means whatever power and authority you have received is given by the Lord.
所以其实你看门徒他们可以有能力，可以医病，可以赶鬼。
So the disciples will receive power to heal the sick.
他们现在去传天国近的这个信息的时候，要提供给那些需要帮助的人实质的帮助跟关心呢。
So healing the sick and raising the dead or cleansing the lepers is a method they use to show their concern to those who are in need.
所以特别是那些病痛的心灵欠安的，
particularly those who are sick, who lack of peace in their heart.
要借着祷告跟神给我们的信心，让神的恩典、神的能力能够彰显，来印证我们所传的道理。
So through prayers and our faith, so we can ask God to show His grace.And so we once again this reinforce our message.
所以谁需要福音？
So who needs the gospel?
通常都是那些有病痛的。
And those who are sick.
那些如果是心灵忧伤的人，他真的需要依靠，他是要寻找一个生命的生活的定位。这个时候就是这个福音进入的机会。
Those who lack of peace in their heart, then they need gospel in their mind.
那所以我们在跟人家传福音的时候，其实这个也是我们在执行神所赋给我们的权柄的机会。
And this is a good opportunity given by God to exercise the authority given by the Lord.
我们其实很简单的，就是帮他们祷告而已。
And it's pretty simple. It's just as simple as just pray for them.
所以你看，我们今天如果对主耶稣所给我们的这个能力有信心呢？就应许有信心了。
So if we have faith on the power given by God,
如果这些人他们是有病痛的，我们有没有信心祷告帮助他们？
If we encounter people who are sick, do we have faith if we pray for them, God will help them?
那其实这个就是我们像主耶稣说的，要求主让神迹显明，来印证所传的真道。
So this is what we said. We are say, we ask God to.Perform miracles to vindicate the true message of gospel.
那主耶稣他特别跟门徒讲，你们去赶鬼啊，去医病的时候哈，一定要记住啊，这个能力是白白得来的。你们的恩典得到的时候，也要白白的舍去，不要想要从借着这个能力啊，这个权柄得到什么好处了。
And this is what it means by freely you have received and freely give.That means authority and the power given by God is not for our own benefit. It's really to give to, for the benefit of other people.
当我们在执行神给的权柄的时候，一定要心要摆正。
So if we exercise the authority given by God, we have to have the right attitude.
我们不可以有这种我是施恩典给你那个优越感。
We cannot have a sense of superiority toward other people.
或者想用这样的一个权柄、这些能力来得到什么样的好处？
Or trying to gain our own profit from the miracles and the power God gave to us.
我们要明白神给我们这些能力的用意在哪里。
We have to understand the purpose of receiving power from God.
因为我们所有的一切都从主领受的。
Because everything we have is from God.
我们今天也是照主耶稣所吩咐的，把我们白白得来的白白的给出去。
So if we follow the Lord's teaching.We have freely. We have received freely. We should give.
所以为了要叫人得福音，但是不用花钱，就是不用付代价，可以真的感受到主的恩典，真的是恩典。
So people can receive the gospel freely, and this is the true grace of God. It's really about grace without cost.
我们不是用主耶稣基督这个福音来满足我们自个人的这种肚腹，就是我们想要寻求自己的好处。
It's not to fill our stomach by perform God's work.
好，那我们现在来看这个从第九节开始啊。
And if we look at verse 9,
这个就是我们这个传福音的人呢，应该要注意的事情。
So verse 9, and it told us several things we have to pay attention to when we go out to preach.
我们现在看第九节说，腰带里不要带金银铜钱。
So provide neither gold nor silver nor copper.
第十节说
in your money belt.
第十节行路不要带口袋，不要带两件褂子，不要带鞋和拐杖，因为工人得饮食是应当的。
10. Nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food.
那这里就是在这里告诉我们说，传福音的时候，其实我们不需要为生活忧虑，要相信神会照顾，神会供给。
And this told us we should not worry about our life when we go out to preach.
工人得饮食是应当的。
Because God will provide for us.
所以神一定会照顾，神一定会提供我们生活所需，所以不要忧虑。
A worker is worth of his food means God will provide what we need, so we should not worry.
就像那个提摩太后书二章所说的，在你看在 军中当兵的一定不可以把事让事物缠身，就是不要为那些生活的琐事被缠住了而没办法专心。
Just like what was said in the In 2 Timothy, if you serve in the army, you should not worry about the things in the world.
所以这个就是全然交托。
And it's a fully entrusting to God.
好，那现在看第十一节。
Let's turn to verse 11.
你们无论进哪一城、哪一村，要打听那里谁是好人，要住就住在那他家，直到他直住到走的时候。
11. Now, whatever city or town you enter, inquire who is in its worthy, and stay there till you go out.
十二节说进他家，进他家里要请他的安呢。
And when you go into a household, greet it.
第十三节，那家若配得平安，你们所求的平安就必临到那家；若不配得，你们所求的平安能归你们。
If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you.
这两节告诉我们说，我们跟这个我们要所传福音的这个对象的互动。
And this told us how do we interact with the person we are preaching gospel to.
所以他说这里你先要传福音，要先打听谁是好人呢？到一个新的地方去，谁是好人
？And so here he says we have to inquire who is worthy.
那这个好人，你如果是这个他应该是要得到福音的，你就住在他那里，把这个福音传给他。
And who is worthy means the person we should preach gospel to.
那所谓的好人应该是敬畏神的人。
So what does it mean to be somebody who is worthy?
而且
it means somebody who fears God.
而且一定是喜爱听到从神来的信息。
And these are those who likes to hear the message of heavenly kingdom.
那通常一个敬畏神的人，他就会尊重，也会爱护传福音的人。
And if it's someone who fears God.And then he must cherish the opportunity, and he must care for those who preach gospel to them too.
好，所以主耶稣教导说，你们现在进他的家去的时候，你就要问他的安了。
So if you enter somebody's household, you have to greet him.
所以主动的问安，主动的祝福。
Greet him means we have to give up, give our blessings and, yeah.
圣经里面第十一节第十三节那里说。配得平安或不配得，这个只有神知道而已嘛。
So, in verse 13, it says if the household is worthy or not, that only God knows.
哦，所以我们不知道，其实因为我们是从外面进来的人，我们不知道这个人这个家到底配得平安或不配得。但是神既然知道，我们的做法是，他说只要祝福，就是对他们祝福，求平安就对了。
So we enter the household from the outside. We do not know this family well enough.So all we need to do is give up, give our blessings, and God knows whether or not this household is worthy of that.
所以我们的祝福，我们祈求平安，我们一定不会有损失。
So if we ask for peace, we give our blessings, we will not lose anything.
那其实，当我们为祝福、为祈求平安的时候，我们就是跟这些要传福音的对象打开一个很好的沟通的管道了。
So if we ask for peace for this family, this build up a good channel to talk to this family.
所以。基本上我们在传福音，我们看到一个人要给他传福音，我们本身一定是会祝福的，然后我们本身也是那种很和平的人。
So if we want to preach gospel to someone, we have to be able to, we have to have a peaceful mind. We have to also bless this person with the peace in our heart.
那我们所当做就是尽我们应当做的，就是把这个。天国的信息告诉他而已啊。
And so our responsibility is just to tell them the message of heavenly kingdom.
那如果人家不要呢？
What if this person does not accept?
我们现在看第十四节。
And then if we look at verse 14.
凡不接待你们、不听你们话的人，你们离开那家或是那城的时候，就把脚上的尘土跺下去。
And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet.
十五节说，我实在告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛和俄摩拉所受的，比那城还容易受呢。
15. Assuredly, I say to you, you will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city.
这两节圣经在告诉我们传福音，我们对传福音的结果，以及我们应当对这个传福音这个工作所当存有的态度。
And this tells us the attitude we should have when we trying to evaluate the outcome of the preaching gospel.
今天我们去传福音给这个对象，如果他乐意接受，我们就感谢主，我们为他祝福，为他求平安。
So if we preach the gospel to this person, if he accepts it, and we should give thanks to God.We should give, ask peace for this family.
我们也一定很乐意的把我们从主所领受的恩典跟他分享。
And we will share with this family about the grace we received from God.
但是如果被拒绝了呢
？However, if the message was rejected,
不可以生气，你也不可以咒诅。
We cannot be angry. We cannot curse this family.
圣经说，只要主耶稣说，只要跺下脚上的尘土。
And Lord told us, just shake off the dust from our feet.
然后相信神自己会审判。
And we believe in God's ultimate judgment.
我们绝对不可以口出恶言呢。
We cannot say cursing words from our mouth.
也不可以冒出那种很不高兴，然后，就是心里面让人觉得说，你传福音给我不接受，你就这种表现，那这样子可能就是我们没有把神的道理显出来了。
We cannot just give an attitude because, if we do that, then we're not doing according to God's word.
我们要明白，我们今天传福音是去撒种的工作而已。
Preaching gospel, for us is to spread the seed.
对方如果不愿意接受，也没有关系。
Because, well, whether or not the other party receives it, it doesn't really matter to us.
那在跺下尘土这个动作，表示我们要。他如果不接受，要跟他划清界限呢，有一个这个意义在的。
And shake off the dust also means we have to draw a clear boundary between, us and this person if he rejects the gospel.
我们现在看《使徒行传》第二十章，来看看，当时候保罗他怎么说的啊
？Let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 20. Let's see what Apostle Paul said.
这个《使徒行传》二十章的第二十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 20, verse 25.
二十五节，我素常在你们中间来往，传讲神国的道。如今我晓得，我以后都不得再见你们以后都不得再见我的面了。
Acts chapter 20, verse 25. And indeed, now I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, will see my face no more.
好，二十六节说，所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上。
26. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men.
然后二十七节说，因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
27. For I have not shunned to declare to you that the whole counsel of God.
所以跺下尘土这个动作，其实基本上在表达。现在不接受福音的人，他的罪恶跟他灭亡都跟我们传福音的这个人没有关系的。
Shake off the dust means I make this declaration that I have done my what I should be doing, and there's no responsibility of mine if you're in the final judgment.
所以拒绝福音的人，他们要负责自负全责，就是被将来被审判灭亡是他们自己选择的。我们本身没有关系的。
So those who reject the gospel will take responsibility for themselves when it comes to the final judgment.
所以这个就是主耶稣告诉门徒，你就是用这个动作去表达你已经尽了你该做的而已。
And shake off the dust means we have done what we should be doing.
但是还是要做一件事。
And but still, yet there's one thing we need to do.
要说神的国近了，神的国临近了，虽然你不接受。
And tell them, even though you do not accept it, but God's kingdom is near.
我们现在看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Book of Luke, chapter 10.
路加福音十章十一节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 11。
这个就是所谓的对观福音哦，有在马太福音所记载的，在马可、在路加都会出现。
Chapter 10，
第十章的第十一节。
Chapter 10 verse 11。
那我们有时候对着看，我们就看到完整的主耶稣的教导了。
So if we correlate those different books, we can see the complete picture of God's teaching.
十一节说，就是你们城里的尘土粘在我们的脚上，我们也当着你们擦去。虽然如此，你们该知道神的国临近了。
11, the very dust of your city which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you.
也就是说，虽然一人拒绝，但是神的国临近，福音已经要传给万民，福音要做审判的工作，这件事情不会因人的拒绝而消失。
So the gospel has come near to you, whether or not you accept it. The power of the gospel and the judgment preached in the gospel is not going to disappear because you reject it.
所以其实我们把这个神国的福音讲了以后，这个主的道理将来就要受审判的依据了。
So if we have said about the gospel, then this word will become the proof when the final judgment comes, then this will become the proof against this person.
也就是说，神的道理将来要做审判的依据。
That means God's words will become the standard for the judgment.
因此，我们对传福音的结果，我们本身我们就会很坦然。
So, if we have this understanding, we can be peaceful on the whatever outcomes of the preaching.
我们要谨记，传福音只是撒种。
We have to remember, preaching gospel is just to sow the seed.
这个种子要不要生长，是在乎神。
If we sow the seeds, whether or not the seeds will grow, it's up to God.
我们去传福音的时候，绝对不可以有业绩，要有成果的观念。
We cannot have this sense of achievement when we go out to preach the gospel.
因为福音既然是神的工作，我们只是跟神同工而已。
Because preaching the gospel is God's work, so we are just a co-worker of God.
我们做我们该做的事。
We just need to do what we should be doing.
那我们就不会有这个所谓的得失心，什么传闻传了老半天，传了这么多，没有一个信主。
So we should not have this mentality of whether or not it's successful because we have preached so hard, but nobody comes to believe.
即使没有人来信，我们也不会觉得很挫折。
So even if nobody comes to believe, we should not be frustrated.
但是反过来，如果很多人来听来信呢？
But if it's on the other hand, many people comes to believe, or comes to listen.
我们不会觉得我自己好有荣耀，我好有能力。
We want, neither do we feel it's glorious, and we feel proud of that.
我们一定会把这所有的荣耀，知道这所有的工作都是神做的，圣灵亲自动工的。
We should just give glory to God. We know it's God's work. It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们其实只是一个无用的仆人。
We're just a useless servant.
我们做我们所应该做的而已。
We did what we should have done.
所以这就是主耶稣他告诉门徒要传福音的时候，他特别吩咐说你们要注意这些事情。
And this is a caution we have to take before we go to preach the gospel.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们。
So may Lord Jesus Christ continue to help us and guide us.
那我们能够看到主吩咐门徒的这些重点。
So we can see the important points before the Lord particularly taught us.
那在我们下个月灵恩布道会临近的这个时间呢，我们可以尽我们的力量来做这个宣道的工作。
So the evangelical service is coming near, so we can try our best to do the work of preaching the gospel.
让神的国能够越来越扩展。
And may the heavenly kingdom expand.
我们再唱诗两百八。